Hello. Welcome to the Women's Football Report Olympic Edition. I'm your host, Sydney, coming at you from Fallston, Maryland, in the United States. I'm back from vacation, but I'm still in a weird filming location, which is under my friend's stairwell in her basement because it's really quiet in here. So today was round four of matches, which is the knockout stage, and there was plenty of action in today's matches. I'm just going to start off with a little fact, just that each game had a penalty today, which is kind of crazy. But we're going to start with the only game that ended in regulation time, which was Sweden versus Japan. Even though this was a really good game, I still thought it was the most boring of the day since it did end in regulation because there was a lot of drama in the other games. Sweden ended up winning 3-1 against Japan. Sweden got the early start with a Magda Eriksson goal in the 7th minute. But it didn't take long for Japan to find the equalizer 16 minutes later with a Tanaka goal. Going into the half, it was a 1-1 tie. But it didn't take the Swedes long to get a goal after the break, with a Blackstenius goal. I hope I didn't say the name wrong, because it's kind of hard to say, and I'm not Swedish. But continuing on to the game, 15 minutes after that goal, the Swedes converted a penalty and got the 3-1 lead. This was definitely enough to get Sweden to the next round, and unfortunately, Japan are eliminated. I don't think Japan had a great tournament, obviously. They went 1-1-1 in the group stage. But it kind of sucked for Japan because they were supposed to have home advantage. I mean, they did. They didn't have jet lag or anything like that. But they didn't have their home fans there, which could have made a huge difference for Japan. I predicted Sweden to move on, so that means my first prediction is right. But unfortunately, my next game prediction was not right. But this game was a really good game. This game was Team GB versus Australia. I kind of wanted Australia to win, even though I had GB going through. I just thought Team GB would be the better team. But Australia came through and beat them 4-3 and added extra time. This was a fun game to watch. Australia struck first in the 35th minute with a Kennedy goal. At half, Australia were leading 1-0, but it didn't take long for Team GB to get a goal. Ellen White scored in the 57th minute. Not so long after that first Ellen White goal, she struck again, giving them the 2-1 lead. Going into the end of the game, I thought Team GB was going to win, but then Sam Kerr got a goal in the 89th minute to give them the tie to send them to added extra time. Even though Australia had some momentum, I thought Team GB was still going to win because they have a lot of depth. I was wrong about that, and I actually like being wrong because I did say I did want Australia to win. 18-year-old substitute Mary Fowler came in and got a goal, giving them a 3-2 lead. But Australia wasn't done there. A few minutes after that goal, Sam Kerr scores again. And this goal would end up being the game-winner goal because Team GB got another goal in the 115th minute by Ellen White. Unfortunately, her hat trick was not enough to keep her team in, and Team GB is eliminated, while Australia go on to face Sweden. This game will be on at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. This is a rematch of the group stage where Sweden won 4-2. Australia will be definitely coming out looking for some revenge. Moving on to the other side of the bracket, I'm going to start with Canada versus Brazil since this was the first game on this morning. I know a lot of people had Brazil favored in this because they're a really good team and Canada has lost to them before. I had Canada going through to win and I was actually right this time. They had a really good game today. They always do well in the Olympics. The game ended in a 0-0 tie before penalties and then they ended up winning 4-3 on PKs. I think both teams played really, really well today. Each team had their chances to score, they just couldn't capitalize on any of them. So it did go into added extra time. Kind of the same thing, both teams are going back and forth. Canada's goalie Steph LeBay took a knock in the end of the added extra time, but she stayed on to make it to PKs. And I was getting a little scared there because I don't know what they would have done because it would have been really tough with a cold goalie basically coming in for the penalty kick shootout, so hats off to her for coming into the PKs. So now we're going to go into the shootout itself. Canada got the first kick, which is usually seen as an advantage because the other team has to follow up whatever you do. They had Christine Sinclair take the first penalty kick, and usually that's an instant goal, but her penalty got saved, so this is a rough start for Canada. First shot didn't go in. Marta comes up for Brazil, and she gets it in, so Brazil are now up 1-0. Now, since Canada already missed, I think this second kick is basically the most important, and Jessie Fleming's up, and she does a great job. The goalkeeper guesses the right side, but the kick was placed so well that she couldn't even get to it. So good job, Jess Fleming. So basically, next up for Brazil, Dabinha scores another great kick by them. Then Lawrence is up for Canada. She also has a really good PK. Then Erica's up for Brazil, and they score again. So now it's 3-2 Brazil, and basically Canada's got to make these last two to just have a chance. Leon is up. She scores. And then Brazil has a real opportunity here to get an advantage, but the shot is saved by Stephanie LeBay. Now Canada's up, and they score again. So now it's up to Brazil to score here to keep the kicks going. But Stephanie LeBay had a huge stop to let her team advance to the next round of this tournament. Moving on to the next game was a big game that a lot of people wanted to see. 2019 World Cup Final Rematch. The Netherlands played the United States, and the United States haven't been having a great tournament. But the United States did play well today, and they ended up going through on penalty kicks. The Netherlands got the early goal in the 18th minute by none other than Viviana Miedema, whose 100th cap was today. As a US fan, I was getting a little scared at this point because they're already scoring and we're only 18 minutes in, but the response from the United States was great. 10 minutes after that goal, Sam Yu scored in the 28th minute, assisted by Lynn Williams with her first Olympic start. And 4 minutes after that, Lynn Williams got a goal of her own. Lynn Williams clearly made a huge difference in this game and helped the United States lead 2-1 going into the half. Unfortunately for the United States, 9 minutes after the break, Miedema scores again. Now the game is starting to look better for the Dutch, and the United States had some chances, but they were offsides in most of them. This makes their goal disallowed total to offsides 9 in this tournament, which is insane. The Dutch are now given a huge chance with a PK. Leaky Martin steps up for the Dutch to take the kick, but Alyssa Nair saves it and forces the game to go into extra time. The extra time is kind of like the same thing. I think the Dutch had the advantage, but the United States had their chances, and this game goes into PKs. The Netherlands get the kick first, which I said before is an advantage. Miedema steps to take the kick, but is saved by Alyssa Nair. Lavelle comes up and makes the next kick. And the next two rounds of PKs are scored by both teams, so the United States have a 3-2 advantage. The Netherlands need to make this next kick, but it is saved again by Alyssa Nair, leaving Megan Rapinoe with a chance to win it 4-2 on penalties. And she scores in the top right corner. This is huge for the United States, making it past the quarterfinals since the first time since 2012. The Netherlands had a great tournament, though, with an insane amount of goals scored, and Miedema had a great tournament, but unfortunately it wasn't enough to make it through. As for my prediction, I was glad it was wrong, because I wanted the United States to win, so that's good for me, but my predictions were 50-50, which is not great, so hopefully this round's predictions will be better, but we'll see. So this makes for a United States-Canada matchup in the semis, which is another huge rivalry, so this will be a good one to watch. This one's at 4 a.m. Eastern time, so of course I'll be up for that, but that's just kind of a sucky time for a game to be at. So now I'm going to go more in-depth into these next round matchups with keys that I think these teams need to win their games. So yeah, I'll get into that now. I'm going to go ahead and start with Sweden versus Australia, and I'm going to start with Australia. This is a young group of players, so they need to continue with that high press to try to, you know, wear down Sweden, and since this is their second time playing them recently, they should have a better strategy, and they could have won the game the first time. So I think this should actually be a really good game. I'm going to give 3 key players for each team. So I'm going to start with Sam Kerr, the goal scorer, obviously. She's Australia's best player. She needs to keep scoring. The next player I'm going to go with is goalkeeper Tegan Mika, who had a huge penalty kick stop against Team GB, which I kind of forgot to talk about, but this is kind of what kept them in the game, was Tegan Mika saves, and she's been doing great. I've loved watching her ever since she played at UCLA, so I think she's a huge difference for Australia. Lastly, I'm going to go with defender Alana Kennedy. She had a goal today for Australia, and she assisted Sam Kerr's goal. I think she's a really good defender, and she can push up, so they're going to need that in the next game. Sweden just needs to keep playing like they're playing, basically. They're playing good soccer, they're a strong team, they're scoring goals. So they just need to keep their game plan and maybe just pump it up just a little bit since the game versus Australia was a close game. Now for key players, I'm going to start with defender Magda Eriksson. She was out in the beginning of the tournament for an injury, but now that she's back, I think she can make a huge difference for this defense. Even though they played well without her, she's a really good leader on the field, and I love watching her play at Chelsea. probably one of the most important players is Hannah Glass. She has had an incredible tournament so far. She's been pushing up. She's been doing really well defending. I think she's the key if Sweden wants to win gold. And lastly, I'm going to go with Blackstenius. I still don't know if I'm saying the name right. Hopefully I am. But she's been a threat to the United States. She's been a threat to Japan. She's just been really good attacking, and she's just been scoring goals all tournament. Now, for the United States, I think they need to play like they did today against the Netherlands, but they still need to play better. They still need to make better passes and less defensive error, because I think those two goals that the Netherlands scored were stoppable. And key players, I'm going to go with Alyssa Nair, who did great with the penalty kick stops. If you're not sensing a common theme here, goalkeepers are the real MVP here. Next, I'm going to go with Sam Mewis. Even though she hasn't had a big tournament so far, I think if she comes out playing her game in these next games, she could help the United States get through the semifinals and onto the gold medal match. Lastly, I'm going to go with Lynn Williams just because how big of an impact she made in this game. I don't think the Netherlands were expecting that, and I don't think other teams will be expecting that. I think she's a huge help. Lastly, moving on to Canada, they need to have another strong match like they did against Brazil, which I think they will do because they always rise up in these big games. Key players, I'm going to go with Christine Sinclair, obviously the best player in Canada's history. She's just so good. She just needs to score goals. She had a really quiet game today, but I think she'll be able to come through and help Canada out. Another goalie, Stephanie LeBay, had a great tournament. She's been going through some injuries, so even if she doesn't play, they still have Sheridan, which is also a really good choice. And lastly, I'm going to go with midfielder Jessie Fleming, who I'm a big fan of already. She's been pressing up a lot. She's been doing really well on the attack lately, and if she keeps playing great, I think they can get past the United States. So one of these teams is not getting a medal, so I'm going to go on to my predictions for this round. I have Sweden beating Australia, and I have the United States getting past Canada. If they play like they did today, if they don't, I don't really know what's going to happen there. But I have Canada winning the bronze, and unfortunately Australia is not going to get a medal. But I think the United States can get past Sweden if they play them again. Hopefully I'll be wearing my lucky socks. I have a pair of lucky socks that I wear every game day since the World Cup of 2019. And I forgot to wear them versus the Sweden game because it was really early and I was so out of it. And they lost, and then I didn't put them on until like the 60th minute against Australia and they tied. So I guess I gotta be wearing the lucky sock. So I think United States can still win gold. And I think Canada's getting the bronze for the third straight Olympics, which is kind of crazy. And in my original bracket, before the group stages were even done, I did have Sweden playing United States in the final with United States winning. Since this podcast is a little long, I'm not gonna do the full news segment. I'm just gonna do a little here and there. Aurora Galli is the first Italian player to sign in the Barclays FAWSL. She signed for Everton. Mannion joins Manchester United from Manchester City, and the Continental Cup groups have been released. So that's it from me today. Thank you for listening to Women's Football Report Olympic Edition. I hope you're going to listen to the next one. So thank you so much for listening.